This is Sharon Rosen, your Peaceful Heart Coach, and you're listening to Part 3 of Crazy World, Peaceful Heart. Simplify your thinking through inquiry. Do you have any idea how many thoughts go through your mind each day? 1,000? 5,000? According to the National Science Foundation, the average person thinks between 12 and 50,000 thoughts per day. That is an astonishing number, even on the lowest end of the spectrum. It's easy to feel like you're at the liberty of your thoughts and you have no control over them. And in a way, you're right. Minds are thought-creating factories. But there is a difference between cognition, the conscious act of using your brain to solve a problem or remember facts and figures, and the repetitive, rambling thoughts that float around in your head and make you feel just a little bit crazy. Thoughts that help you figure out how to put together that desk from IKEA or plan a European vacation feel good. Thoughts that churn over a difficult conversation or keep telling you you shouldn't have eaten that chocolate cake last night, well, those don't feel so good. What if you didn't believe every thought your mind churned up? What if you could learn to question your thoughts and, in doing so, experience more peace of mind? There are actually several ways you can learn to disengage from repetitive, distressing thoughts. One is through the practice of mindfulness meditation. This is a process of sitting quietly, focusing your attention on your breath, and noticing thoughts that arise without latching onto them. Instead, you quietly label them as thoughts and simply bring your awareness back to the feeling of breath moving in and out of your body. Over time, this practice helps you to become less attached to and hooked by the endless stream of thoughts. You begin to see them for what they are, products of ongoing brain function, and begin to understand that they don't define who you are or what you're capable of. Another way to work with painful, challenging thoughts is through inquiry, which is a systematic investigation that leads to greater awareness. There are many paths to inquiry. He is a woman who experienced a deep personal and spiritual awakening during the darkest time of her life, and it was during this time that she uncovered a basic truth. Reality happens, and our thoughts about that are what shape our experience and make us unhappy. She simply calls it the work because it is the work of our lives, learning to question and turn around the painful thoughts that keep us stuck, angry, depressed, or in any way unable to live a joyful, spontaneous, and meaningful life. One of the first things she teaches, which I absolutely love, is that there are only three kinds of business in the universe: your business, other people's business, and God's or reality's business. And for each of us, if we're taking up mental space focused on anyone's business but our own, we will suffer. We worry about things that never end up happening, interpret other people's facial expressions or lack of response as if we know what they really mean, and we think it shouldn't be raining when it obviously is. This kind of thinking rarely changes what is happening outside of us and certainly upsets our internal environment. The process of doing the work is begun by writing down the stressful thoughts you're having about someone else, asking four simple yet powerful questions about them, and then finding a way to turn them around to statements that are as true or truer than the original statement. It actually works best by using negative thoughts about someone other than ourselves and by writing it out rather than trying to go through the process in your head. By the way, this is not the time to be altruistic or try and be spiritually above it all. It's about getting real and getting free. So be as mean and petty as you'd like, because you're the only one who's going to see this. Grab a pen and paper and bring to mind a person or incident that pushed your buttons recently. It could be a rude coworker, an absent-minded spouse, or even a stranger who cut you off on the road this morning. Write down all of your angry, frustrated thoughts, like, he should get off the couch and exercise, or she should carry her weight with this project and not leave so much in my lap. Take a few minutes now to write those thoughts down. You might want to stop the recording while you're doing that. Now, take just one of those statements about how you think this person should or should not have acted, and write these four questions followed by your answers. The first question is it true? If your answer to that is yes, then the second question is, can I absolutely know that it's true? The third question is, how do I react when I think that thought? And the fourth question is, who would I be without that thought? When we answer these questions honestly, we learn a lot about ourselves. To begin with, when something is happening and you think it should not be, you're arguing with reality, and you will lose that battle every time. You may not like that your husband spends what you think is too much time on the couch, but locking yourself into the thought that he shouldn't only creates more pain and struggle. The third and fourth questions are where it really gets juicy, because this is where you see how these stressful thoughts are keeping you in prison and out of good relationship with the other person and with yourself. For example, you may react to this painful thought by getting pissed off and yelling. Or maybe you get locked up inside and stomp around the house to show that you're really annoyed. In most cases, it means pulling away from someone you love or taking up so much space focusing on them that you miss out on opportunities to be doing something that makes you happy. After sitting with the answers to these questions, it's time for the turnarounds. This is where you look for two or three seemingly opposite responses to your original statement. For the example about your husband, your turnarounds could be, my husband should not get off the couch. Well, that seems to be where he enjoys spending time. Or, I should get off the couch, since you would rather be out taking a walk or working on a creative project. Or, I should get off my husband, since busting his chops about it only makes both of you miserable. This might seem like complacency at first, leaving things to just take care of themselves, but it's actually very powerful. It might seem as though pushing or cajoling are the only ways to get him to move, but what do you think would actually get a better result? If you push him to join you, or if you go joyfully on your own, happy to have him stay, and come home feeling great? Under those circumstances, he might even become inspired to get up and move himself. So I invite you to dip your toes into the work this week and see what stressful thoughts you can get free from. And then come back to it whenever you need to let go of any thoughts that don't allow you to live in peace.